This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving, Pinto? Do you have your turkey purchased? Do you have your ham bought? Do you have your potatoes all whipped up and mashed, boiled, ready to go? Are you ready?
I don't cook. What are you talking about? I just show up, the food is presented to me, and we go from there.
I haven't asked you this. Maybe I shouldn't ask you this live on the air. What are your plans? Do you have plans for Thanksgiving?
They're in flux right now.
In flux.
We have to see what happens for me because I might have to work. I don't know. So if I have to work, we'll be here with some family. If I don't have to work, I'll be in Grand Forks with some family. Either way, I'm with family.
You're with family.
Okay. And that's all that matters.
That's good. And you're a turkey guy and you're a turkey family,
yes.
Right?
Yes. The dark meat or the white meat? I'm more of a dark meat because it's a little bit more succulent. What about you?
White meat and then dark meat just is a little more succulent, juicier, a little more flavorful.
Yep.
But I don't want to eat all dark meat. You can't eat all dark meat.
I think the white meat's better for the sandwiches afterwards.
Thank you very much. We'll have plenty of time to talk food and Thanksgiving and everything else coming up the rest of this week. Folks, welcome to the Monday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. And I know we talked a lot last week. We did. A lot about the Jim Jonas situation in West Fargo and how all that ended, or at least came to some sort of conclusion on Friday. Well, it so happens that it's not totally completely over yet, because tonight there is a school board meeting in West Fargo, and one of Jim Jonas's supporters has signed up to go before the school board and let his opinion be known about assistant coach Jonas and teacher Jonas and the situation was Fargo. And that person joins us now on the Mike McFeely Show. His name is Brent Tavine, and we're glad to have him on the program today. Hello again, Brent. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mike. I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks very much. First of all, before we talk about tonight and going before the school board in West Fargo, I just wanted to get your reaction, Brent, to the events of Friday, that basically the reprimand was that Coach Jonas, over a number of years, had been using bad language and bad manners with athletes over a number of years, and they finally, to quote the reprimand, said enough is enough in the West Fargo School District. Your reaction, Brent, to that?
You know, I think the outcome that came out was the best possible outcome at the situation. It's kind of a win-win for both sides, and I guess all we can do is move forward and look at how we can possibly prevent situations like this from becoming such an issue, I guess.
And I agree. And I think it was a win-win. I'm not sure it was quite portrayed that way in all of the media, but I think that if you dig a little bit deeper, it was a win-win. Okay. Monday, tonight, at the West Fargo School Board meeting, you were going to have your 3 minutes to get up, 3 whole minutes to get up before the West Fargo School Board.
Mike, what would you do if you only had 3 minutes for your radio show?
I would talk really fast like this, and I'd just throw a lot of points in like that. That's what I would do. What are you going to do tonight for 3 minutes?
You know, I'm putting the finishing touches on it now. It's kind of like, I'm going into the school board, and I have to conform to their rules, and they've been gracious enough to allow me the minimum of 3 minutes to speak, and I'm grateful for that. And, you know, I just want to shed some of the light on some of the good things that Coach Jonas has done, not just for myself, but for the district in general. I think some of the media has portrayed him a little bit differently than he actually is, and I just want to get on record and support him in the way that I can, and going through their guidelines and procedures that they've set in place.
Have you had a chance to talk with Jim since Friday or over the weekend at all, Brent?
Yeah, I've talked to him quite a bit. And, he's very emotional. He's very a quiet and down-to-earth guy when he's not coaching. And, the term that came out this week, I think it was maybe misinterpreted, was embarrassed. He didn't do anything really embarrassing, I don't think. I think he just embarrassed his family that the situation got this far. So, he's holding his chin up high, and he's going to move forward, and I think the administration and himself have reached some sort of agreement to there's certain things that he needs to do, and if he adheres to some of those, or if he adheres to all those things, then the door is left open for him to potentially come back and coach. So ultimately, right now, I think the ball's in his court, and if he does those things, then the district has to hold up their end of the bargain as well.
What do you think the school board's reaction will be tonight to you saying what you have to say, Brent? And I know that it seems like it's pretty much been resolved. That is, and I think you just pointed out accurately that if Coach Jonas can, you know, do some certain things and improve in some things maybe going forward, that door might be open for him to coach again in the West Fargo School District. But what reaction do you expect out of the school board tonight, if any?
I really don't know what to expect. I've never been to a school board meeting, so this is a first for me. But, you know, I hope that they see where I'm coming from, that I'm not trying to go after anybody's job, anybody's board seat. I'm trying to shed the light on some of the good things that have happened, both by Jim and the community. I mean, Mike, you look at what this community's done to rally around somebody. You know, you had some kids stand up for what they believe in. There's some good things that came out of this. And it's unfortunate that it took this to have some of those things happen. But that's what my angle will be. I'm not campaigning for a job. I'm not campaigning for a board job. I'm just trying to shed some light on some of the positive things that Jim's done in his career and hopefully can continue to do somewhere down the line.
Do you think that this situation, being a former Packer and being a guy that cares about West Fargo, do you think that this has been a negative or a positive on the whole for the community of West Fargo, Brent?
I think it's a black eye on the community that we allowed this to happen, but I think there's some positives that can come out of it. If there's some changes that are made, if there's some policies that are put in some place, if there's communication within the district, and ultimately that's what comes out of this, I think you can spin it that it could be a positive. Right now, absolutely, it's a black eye, but I think we can turn it, and if we all work together, the community, the school board, the administration, the coaches, the parents, if there's some sort of common good that can come out of this, it's the kids that are getting hurt from this. I mean, I would hope at some point my son can be coached by a coach like Jonas, and if that doesn't happen, then we did something wrong. But I think if we can move forward from this and learn from our mistakes, just like any coach would tell you, learn from your mistakes. And that's what Jim would want me to know if he was coaching me in this situation.
Do you expect some friends of yours and supporters of Coach Jonas to show up at the school board meeting tonight?
Well, I only got 3 minutes, so I hope there's some support there. But I would assume there'll be a good turnout. You know, I'm hoping if anybody's looked at some of my Facebook comments for the last day or so, we have to respect the process. And, in essence, the democracy worked in the sense that they got to sit down and talk and they came up with an agreement amongst themselves. Both parties were probably not happy with the outcome, but ultimately that's what a compromise is about. So, it's just one of those things to move forward. Let's learn from our mistakes and go from there. But tonight, I hope there's some community support there, support for the administration, support for Coach Jonas, and support for, compromises and communication moving forward.
So what time is it, and where is the school board meeting going to be, Brent?
It's at the Liddell Center at 6 o'clock. I know there are conferences tonight, so I don't know who all is going to be there from the West Fargo High School coaches and stuff like that. So there might be a little sparse turnout, but it'll be interesting, that's to say the least. Like I said, I've never been to a school board meeting, much less spoke at one, so I'm actually kind of looking forward to it, to learn a little bit about the process and how it works.
You get 3 minutes, and keep this in mind, is that Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address in like 2 minutes. So think about what he did.
My attorney told me that this morning as well, Mike. So
he changed the world, or he has the greatest speech in American history, was less than 3 minutes long. So I expect nothing less than that out of you, Brent. Okay?
Well, that's a little extra pressure on me, but you know what? I'll do my best, and hopefully it can be a positive meeting for everybody. That's my ultimate goal, is to make it a positive experience, and everybody can learn from the mistakes. Everybody knows there's mistakes made on both sides. Nobody says Jonas has been perfect in this situation, and I don't think the administration has been perfect in the way they handle it either. But if we can learn from it and move forward, I think that's ultimately what needs to happen.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, you bet. Brent Tavine, former West Fargo Packer athlete, former NDSU athlete.